This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. A sudden breakup, a free cruise, a late-night reggae performance from a legendary band, a sympathetic stick-up man. They're all part of the misadventures of the young, broken-hearted Brooklynite in the new indie film, Wadudem. Local musician Sean Bones stars in the film, and the Grammy-winning artist Norah Jones plays the girlfriend who dumps him and sparks a journey to the Jamaican countryside. They're going to perform a song from the movie for us in a couple of minutes, but first, Sean Bones and Norah Jones join us to talk about the film Wadudem. To both of you, welcome back to Soundcheck. So the plot here, Sean, is you're Max, and Norah has dumped you, rather brusquely, I might say, Norah, at the beginning of the film. And you end up on this luxury cruise liner. You get sort of waylaid in the countryside of Jamaica, miss the boat back, and it's kind of a journey on a couple of levels, I suppose. A journey from one end of the island to the other, but
absolutely,
kind of a journey through this kind of undiscovered part of Jamaica, too.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get involved in this?
I had known the director, Sam Fleischner, from working on a music video. And we both had reggae-influenced projects in the works. I was putting out just a self-released single under my own name for the first time that actually came out with a line of bathing suits that I was doing at the time. And
You designed a line of bathing suits?
Yeah. My Sean Bones career started with a bathing suit that came with a 7-inch record as the hang tag.
Wow.
And it was this roots reggae project that I decided to hide at clothing stores instead of marketing it to music people. Sam also had the reggae project of working on Wadudem, and we were just talking about our love of reggae music, and I saw he posted some pictures of the Congos.
Mm-hmm. Which is the band we were just
hearing. Yeah, and I emailed him to make sure, I mean, to see if that was for real, if he was really hanging with those guys, and he was, and he called me and asked me to be in the film.
And you ended up starring in the film. Norah, you're in the film at the beginning, and that's basically, and the last time you were on the show, you had just done a much bigger role. How did it feel to sort of scale down to a smaller production and to, you know, a role that sets the thing in motion, and then you're done?
I think that's why I said yes to it, because I didn't have a ton of time, but I happened to be home for a few months, and it sounded like a really fun project, and, you know, not a ton of work for me, but a way to be a part of something that just seemed really cool. They didn't have a script, but they had a lot of plot lines that I just thought were really interesting. You know, they were going down to Jamaica on election night to shoot, and again, the music, of course, the love of the music helped, and it just sounded fun.
So very different from my Blueberry Nights, where, you know, there is a script. And
there wasn't a script for that either.
Really?
Oh, no. But, you know, I find that I'm not necessarily drawn to acting in a traditional way. I mean, I think it's more fun for me when it's kind of loose, like music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, again, it seemed easier for me to fit into this kind of situation.
So Sean, did you basically just kind of improvise your way through this film?
Yeah, it started with the structure, the Norah scene we shot early, and that was probably the most structured scene of the whole thing. And I found I'd never acted or really had any aspirations to be an actor, but the project sounded interesting. And I guess I got into the groove in the scene I did with Norah, because I got my feet under me and realized that it was another creative outlet.
Well, let's hear that scene from the film Wadudem. This is the scene in which Willow, Norah Jones's character, is dumping Max, Sean Bones' character, both of them with me here in the Soundcheck studio.
So you psyched for this cruise, or are you psyched for this cruise? Besides me and the Speedo, are you most excited about the all-you-can-eat shrimp, synchronized swimming lessons with me? I signed up for those already. Don't worry about it.
Cruise is the last thing I need right now.
Uh-oh. And from there, it all goes downhill for poor Max. In the film Wadudem, what does the title mean?
What?
Wadudem? It's patois, isn't it? It's like, what do they do, or
what
something
they,
like
that. What they doing.
What they doing. Okay. Is anybody in this film an actor? Or were they all like people that you guys hang out with in Brooklyn and on the music scene?
In Jamaica.
And, well, not traditional actors, but I think just creative people that like to get involved in different kinds of projects. Mm-hmm. The man I meet on the cruise boat probably has the most films under his belt. His name's Kevin Buersdorf. Mm-hmm. He's got quite a name for himself in the acting community.
But when you look at the opening credits, you know, people who know some of the bands on the New York scene will recognize a number of the names, mm-hmm. and not because they're actors, but because they're musicians. So it seems like there was kind of a, I don't know, maybe a kind of a sense of community of friends getting together to make this?
Yeah, I guess a musical community. But then we get into Jamaica, and there, the Mystical Rasta is Carl Bradshaw, who's a famous Jamaican movie star. Mm. He's in How Do They Come. He stars opposite Jimmy Cliff as the character Jose.
But the Congos, of course, this band that Max meets, like, you know, deep in the jungle late at night, that's a real band.
Oh, yeah, that's a real band.
And, yeah.
And they, I mean, that's one of the most striking scenes in the movie. A lot of the movie seems to be about Max is an outsider. He's an outsider in this relationship. He's an outsider on this cruise ship that's full of, you know, retirees. And then he's really an outsider as he's marooned in the middle of Jamaica.
Yeah.
So how do you get inside that outside character?
My way inside was being an outsider to acting and having to carry a film as the main performer. So I think I was always just coming to terms with what the task I had, and it was a lot of work. And some days I felt just on it, and I just felt like I could kill it, and other days it was more work. So I think I was always figuring out how I was going to pull this off.
And how long did it take you to figure out how to understand the Jamaican actors that you were with?
Some were easier to understand than others. I held my own. Sam and Ben were good at translating. And
well, that's one of the odd things, is that, you know, a lot of the Jamaican patois is not captioned. Some of it is, so that we can understand what some of the more impenetrable accents are actually saying, but some of it is not, and your character seems to pretty much understand a lot of what people are saying.
I'd watched a lot of the movie Rockers. It got my way. But I thought that was a very clever thing, stylistic choice, to not subtitle the whole film by leaving the viewer sort of out of it at times.
Right.
Was a way to draw people to the experience that Max was having.
In this clip from the film, Max is actually trying to learn a bit of patois from a girl he meets named Sheena. This is again from the film Wa Do Dem.
Yeah, man, I'm Ghana, and them don't see the man Ghana, and them when Ghana, and them don't mix up in the sea.
Mm-hmm. Sheena, what's he saying? Teach me some patois. I gotta know if you guys are talking ish over there.
well, he was just saying that your woman Ghana left him.
Me woman gone left me.
Yeah.
That's patois?
That's patois.
That's the film Wa Do Dem, directed by Ben Chase and Sam Fleischner, and starring my guests, Sean Bones and Nora Jones. Sean, did you actually write songs for the film?
Yes. The song Turn Them, that's played a couple of times through the film, I'd written with the characters in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought some musical equipment with me on the trip somehow. And got some work done, and that was one song that I was really working on throughout. So,
you know, we just spent the first half of the show talking about, you know, whether a recording is like a document of something real or whether it's its own thing. You actually were trying, it sounds like you were trying to kind of document where you were and what you were doing in this.
Well, I was supposed to be making a record at the time. I just had signed a record deal and told the guys that I'd be in the studio in November, but instead I was in a Jamaican forest. So I wanted to hit the ground running when I got back to New York. So that's why I brought the guitar. But I couldn't keep my experience out of what I was writing because it was such a heavy thing.
All right, did the two of you do the song together in the soundtrack to the film and can do so for us here in the studio today?
Once we can arrange for that.
Yeah. All right. Nora Jones in the role of Willow, and Sean Bones in the role of Max. Let's hear the song. It's called Turn Them, and it's in the film called Wadu Dem, which, by the way, starts at Cinema Village this Friday, June 18th. And here's Sean Bones, Nora Jones, live in the Soundcheck studio with the song from the film. It's called Turn Them.
Bones and Jones.
If the ship's coming my way, darling, turn them round. Knees back, you tack, you seaway, put your anchor down. And if anyone's been asking, I'm looking for traction on my own.
I'll take all your belongings and put them in a box. Bury all your letters, rip up the postcards. I will need them
where I'm going. The distance it keeps growing till I'm gone. You should be safe. Just let it be good for you. You better be careful now. Now that I'm you should be safe. Just let it be good for you. You better be careful now. Now that I'm gone.
The song's called Turn Them, written by Sean Bones for the film that he and Nora Jones are in called Wadu Dem. And they just sang it for us live here in the studio. Sean Bones, Nora Jones, microphones, all those tones. How far can I take this? That's quite enough of that. The film is called Wadu Dem, directed by Ben Chase and Sam Fleischner. And Sam Fleischner is here with us in the studio as well. And Sam, there is a certain kind of cinema verite quality to the film. A lot of it looks handheld. The stuff on the cruise ship, it's almost as if you're just like walking around like a tourist with a little handheld camera.
Yeah, that's basically.
Is that really what happened? Yeah. Were they even aware that you were shooting a movie?
Well, the only other young people on the boat besides us were the crew photographers, and I think most of the passengers assumed that we were just kind of hired by the boat, you know, doing what the other young people on the boat were doing with cameras. But, you know, the people who we ended up collaborating with, the characters, were, you know, privy to what we were up to.
So it's, I mean, you went through channels, the boat was aware that this was going on and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not being real convincing there, but all right, I'll let you off. so then you get to Jamaica, and I mean, you must have known, you know, the Congos. I mean, you must have had your eye on certain musicians and other people already. So was that the kind of impetus for the film, was to have an excuse to go to Jamaica and work with some of these great musicians?
Yeah, definitely. The boat doesn't actually even go to Jamaica. We faked that. Mm-hmm. And Ben and I, my co-director on the project, you know, grew up together and both loved reggae music. And I've always been extremely intrigued by that country and wanted to go there, but kind of don't like going places unless I have a reason or a purpose for being there. So, you know, making a movie there just seemed like an incredible opportunity to, like, you know, get into it.
So having spent some time in Jamaica and on the cruise ship, what was that experience like?
Well, I mean, I'm incredibly fond of Jamaica. It's a, you know, the energy in that place is very unique and powerful. And it couldn't be more different than a cruise ship. It's like, you know, a complete opposite, which is what we were kind of going for, is to contrast these different environments.
Sean, at the end of the film, you get a kind of a writing credit, an in collaboration with Sean Bones. Is that because you were really sort of creating the character as you went?
Yeah. The story unfolded as we went along and got ourselves in different situations, and some things, a lot of it was planned, but there are things that weren't, that I think drove the how the story ends, and different from where I think we thought we were going to get when we stepped off the boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we basically had a 30-page outline that broke down scene by scene. You know, what happens, like point A to point B, and then we would go over that with the actors and let them come up with their own language. And since most of the people hadn't acted before, it made sense to let them kind of use their own words, so it felt more natural.
Well, as I say, it really does have almost the feel of a documentary of sorts, which clearly is what you were going for. The film Wadudem, directed by Ben Chase and Sam Fleischner, who's here, starring Sean Bones and Nora Jones, also with us today. It starts at Cinema Village this Friday, the 18th. And thank you all for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it for today's program. Next time, we'll talk to jazz legend Herbie Hancock and hear live music from Irish rockers The Village Ears. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise with Dawood Tyler Amin. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Nouria Nett, Avery Truffleman, and Chase Kulpan. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.